A year and a half after the Gulf oil spill, BP appears to be back in the black.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. $4.9 billion. That's what British oil giant BP made in profit last quarter, more than double what it made in the same quarter last year. The company, which shares the blame for the largest oil spill in U.S. history, says it has reached a turning point. And here to talk with us about that is Marketplace's Stephen Beard, who's with us live from London. Stephen, how is this company doing so well so soon after the spill?
Two reasons mainly. In the same period last year, BP was writing off vast sums of money to pay for the Gulf of Mexico spill. So this year's figures look much better in comparison. And the price of oil has been much higher this year than last. It's been up almost 50%. Nick McGregor of Brokers Redmayne Bentley says the buoyant price of crude has been a huge buffer for BP.
The sheer cash generation capability of the oil majors when oil prices are high is phenomenal and easily enough to cover incidents such as those that BP have faced.
So BP benefiting from the high price of oil. Stephen, how much business is BP doing in the Gulf of Mexico these days?
Things are looking a lot rosier for the company on that front, too. It's just received U.S. regulatory approval for the first exploration drilling in the Gulf since the spill. And the company now says that it plans to have all its five Gulf of Mexico rigs working by the end of the year. By the way, Jeremy, one interesting thing to emerge from these figures, BP is allowing an extra $600 million to pay for additional legal fees for the spill. So at least the lawyers cleaned up in the Gulf.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks, Stephen.
Okay, Jeremy.
Well, now to Washington, where today a House committee will be looking at how the student loan business is faring following big legislative changes last year. Student loan debt is expected to hit $1 trillion this year, and the biggest provider is the federal government. Amy Scott has more now from the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore.
As part of last year's student aid reforms, private banks can no longer offer federal student loans. They used to get big subsidies for doing so. Now the federal government makes all the loans directly. Christine Lindstrom with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group says the bulk of the savings went to shore up the Pell Grant program for low-income students.
Things are so much better in the college affordability world now that we have that money actually going to students.
There have been some complaints, though. Justin Drager with the National Association of Student Financial Aid Administrators says overall the transition has been successful. But he says some schools miss the financial literacy and debt counseling programs private companies used to provide.
We're working with the Department of Education right now to fill that gap, but schools have said that there's a noticeable absence of some of those materials that they relied heavily on in the past.
Materials that may be more important than ever, with student loan defaults on the rise. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in global trading this morning, up about 1% in Hong Kong, down about 0.3% right now in Paris. Here in this country, shares of Netflix plunged 30% in pre-market trading after the company reported that it lost 800,000 customers in the last quarter. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added another 104 points to close at 11,913.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight, nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2012 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
The big plan to fix the European debt crisis is supposed to be unveiled by tomorrow, and reports say the deal will force the holders of Greek debt to take bigger losses. Here at Marketplace this week, we are putting a special focus on the threat Greece poses to the global economy. Here's Marketplace's Eve Tro with the story of one California company that has a clear connection to Greece.
When you see Athens police holding back rioting Greeks, they carry thick, clear pieces of plastic. Riot control body shields.
They're held up in front of you like this.
That's Roy Paulson. He knows how to hold one because his company makes them.
And of course, we make the handles, straps, and all of the parts. We like to make everything ourselves.
Paulson Manufacturing makes and ships safety gear around the world from its California headquarters. The company started in the 1940s with a toy.
And it was called the Tom Corbett Space Cadet Goggle. It was sold on a Kellogg's Corn Flakes box for 35 cents.
Now it's known for top-quality eye and face protection, used by the U.S. and international military and police. Paulson has sold to Greece for years.
We were able to see very early that they were going to have problems, long before it was in the news, because the government was already in anticipation and planning to place large orders for equipment.
Large orders worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. But in the export business, you don't ship until you know you'll get paid. Last year, Paulson's Greek private distributor didn't know if he'd get paid by the Greek government. So the riot gear sat in the California warehouse, and Paulson watched the headlines.
We heard that the EU was going to support Greece, and even before we received the money, we went ahead and made the ocean shipments because we knew that the money would then be transferred.
It was the next day. I asked Paulson if he's skittish about selling to Greece now. He says no. Even if the government is in trouble, the banks seem to be okay.
I'm shipping containers of product to my warehouse in Germany in advance of even receiving orders because I'm so confident of the sales of my products into the European marketplace.
He's confident not only of the demand for more police and riot gear across Europe, but of his trading partners' ability to pay for it. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
And finally to South Florida, where a thief used a woman's credit card to charge up more than $700 at a Burger King. But here's the weird part. The thief didn't do it all at once. According to the South Florida Sun-Sentinel, he or she went back to the same Burger King day after day for 2 months. On one day, five different transactions were made. I hope one of those was a salad. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
At the world's biggest tech company, there used to be a sure way to get ahead.
In the old days, they used to give out an award to the person each year who stood up to Steve Jobs best. And those were the people who tended to get promoted as well.
I'm Kai Ryssdal, the world's most famous CEO, according to his biographer. That's next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.